Oh, okay. Perfect.
Just so you know, you've got it.
Okay, thank you.
I got one more. Now we're thinking about it.
Okay.
We've talked about this one. Let me see. Where's it at?
Well, this will keep me busy. Just
all right.
Up on these violations.
Okay. Guy Durant Alton. Okay, by Alton's.
Mm-hmm.
This is their house, Alton's house. Okay, Durant's. What is this?
Yeah, that's been there forever. The issue is, this is all one lot. He does have a home on the lot.
Okay.
This looks like he's turning it into a little RV park. You guys know the one across from us?
Yeah,
the trees and the trailers.
I turned it into Vicky about...
So what do you call,
we're talking about...
They've never moved those trailers, mm-hmm. So how are they dumping it? You know,
oh,
I've
it looks
never
like they've got meters there and
oh, yeah.
water. And
oh, we're talking about it right on the hill there.
Did
if
you
you're
go
going
on?
Out of town, it's
okay.
off on that side.
Yeah, and they're right across from Captain's Cove.
And there's three
campers right now.
Yeah, they have full hookups.
They have full hookups there. But there's a house there, but that doesn't mean your
trailer
can stay there all the time.
But they,
well,
it's like
their trailers, but I think they either have 55-gallon drums for dump, you know, or something, because they never move them.
They never move them.
There was one time there was the trailers were gone for something, I can't remember. But they look like they had full hookups.
They did.
Whether it means anything, that's 900. Whether it's lot number, whatever.
And I don't even know if they aren't hooked up to his leach field or whatever.
Well, it's quite a ways from the house.
Yeah, but I don't know where the leach field is from the house.
Well, septic is
not a very big lot.
I think it's 5 acres.
It is fine.
Yeah,
it's a pretty big section.
Which one are we talking about? The two trailers or the...
Right across the top
of
the
Cove.
Yeah.
Don Alton.
And they have the trees
Guy
and then
Durant.
The trailers
yeah.
in the house.
Yeah.
And
oh, this guy.
It's been there forever.
Yeah. You go into your place.
Yeah, the one I'm talking about is this guy right there.
Which one are you talking about?
No, right there.
He's got a camper. I mean, that is a trailer.
Trailer, and then these trailers are always there.
720. This one right here.
Oh, you're talking... Okay, I know who that is. Yeah, I know that one, too.
Because it's not all... You know, there's three of them there.
I asked about that those two trailers a long time ago. Because I thought...
The two or three.
There was at least two there on the side of the hill.
Yeah, and they're the ones that have the hookup. They've got a power box and all
meters
that.
And everything
yeah.
over there.
Yeah,
even
so
hydrants.
And I asked if they had made it a trailer park.
Looks like it.
It does. It looks like a
But they've been...
Because they have their separate meters.
Yeah. All right, so that one too.
Yeah.
The only thing I worry about, the one you're talking about, if those are his trailers, he can have them there. But
are they his?
Yeah, I don't know.
This one. I think...
That one, yeah.
I know two of them are.
Okay.
Okay, because my son used to, weed eat his weeds?
Weed whack him?
Weed whack him. I know two of them are.
That's his name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I know two. And I don't know if the other one is or not. So
what, is he renting them?
No, I don't ever see anybody there.
I never,
I mean,
yeah, I've hardly ever seen anybody
gone,
there.
I see sometimes they're gone, you know, that they'll come and go, but not very often, so.
I don't see people around it very much. But.
Yeah.
I don't very often see people there.
No, my boy actually always got paid through the mail because he didn't come out very often. I don't know if that guy, does he go out on ships for like 6 months at a time?
This guy, I don't know.
I think he might.
Okay.
So
I don't know about that one. That one's a tricky one.
I think that's the one that McCabe was doing that for. But he'd have to go over to your subdivision for, I don't know, some guy to pay him. sometimes, or he'd send him in, send it in the mail. Okay. Board member vacancy.
So I haven't heard from anybody. I just keep it on there.
I know it's on the newsletter.
I'll have to see if we make sure that Cordell's got it on in the next newsletter.
Have we ever had any luck when it's been in the newsletter?
No, but we keep trying.
No, it's usually we got to go get somebody.
Word of mouth.
I was going to say, every board I've ever been on in Dade County, somebody to go actually lasso them and drag their buddy.
Yeah. I mean, it's... That last one hurt. That was a good lasso.
You sit there and you find somebody
if you guys do conversational-wise or just think of somebody, then we'll all gang up on them.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I like that one guy that came in. I thought he'd be good.
I thought he might, yeah.
He might actually do it. Maybe we need to hound him a little bit more. Entice him with cookies or something.
Well, I have sometimes I'm around him. I'll have to ask him.
He seemed very knowledgeable.
Yeah. I like that he was so knowledgeable. I mean, it just gives you a different viewpoint sometimes.
I don't know if there was some reservation because I don't know if they were planning on doing some more development themselves.
Yeah, it could have been. And he just felt like he'd be in conflict.
Probably didn't want to have, you know. So I don't know. That's just kind of hearsay. So I don't know.
Isn't that out in the sun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah.
I know they're planning on building on one of those six lots.
I know I saw somebody dragging something around creating dust.
The first lot, and then Alphonse on the second lot.
That's the guy that wants to have a golfing range.
That could be why we need to get our amendments done.
Yeah. As soon as we possibly can.
That's one of them. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. A golfing range?
Well,
I'm not sure what the houses and the road
what
right
is
there.
Isn't it a range? Can you just go hit balls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Driving range.
A driving range. Yeah, they usually have nets around it.
Well, he's going to put a big fence, you know, like they have. Maybe. But, I mean, it's too close to the road.
Is it a business?
It would have been. But that's why he was told no. You know.
Top Golf?
I thought one of them was a, dude ranch.
No.
That was somebody else. Same subdivision.
That's probably why we need to get these subdivisions.
Yeah, right. Okay. Any other items you guys want?
Back to number two on the agenda.
Are we
just bumping that to next meeting? I hope you'll show up.
I will ask Dan, and then I will remind him he can do it electronically.
Well, let's tell him that. Not one way or another, we want him on.
Yeah, because there's got some updates on.
Yeah, one way or another, whether Tim or Dave or whoever else is over there.
He was the one that wanted to come over. So
Darren
that
or
what's,
which one? Darren or Dave?
Well, whoever it was. The agenda.
Tri-County Health.
Yeah.
On.
They were the ones that asked to come talk to us, and then.
Let me see. Yeah, I might have it.
We put it till later in case they.
That was actually
in.
From Darren.
Yeah,
so we
Darren asked to come. He said we regarding.
No, I can't even remember the
requirements.
No, they contacted Carrie. You should put it on.
He can ask me.
We just quickly moved on.
He, in his letter, said something like septic tank requirements on short-term rentals.
So we have somebody in the county that wants to do a short-term rental.
No. Darren, I think we're going to have to change our requirements for short-term rentals regarding their septic tanks, if they're on a septic tank. That's kind of my feeling from what Darren's email said.
Because
those neighbors that we had in our subdivision, they were saying they could hold 27 people.
But the septic tank can't.
No, so we contacted
Tri-County,
so
they shut them down.
They were up on it.
Yeah, because usually they figure so many per bedroom, and that's it.
Yeah.
On the sewage.
Yes, per bedroom.
Yeah. Per bedroom. And it's not like four per bedroom.
They invested a lot of money putting in
before they did their research. you ready to...
I guess you ought to ask before you do.
Yeah. The next meeting date, July 15th.
Uh-huh.
Does that work for everybody?
Well, let me look. I'm just July 15th. I don't have anything yet.
Yeah, I'm gone the following week. So
I'm in a meeting with Darren.
Okay, I'm gone the following week.
I'm gone the following week, yeah. 15th works for me. Do you want a work session at 5 to try to get through more of this commercial?
Yeah, we're going to get through it. Just whittle it away.
At 5, not 5:30?
Yeah, because
I can do it at 5.
Okay, you can. Yeah. I was going to say, if not, Alan could start it if he's here.
Whatever.
Well, if I'm not, for whatever reason, I could have done it today, but I was even at 5, but I was over here. These guys hit the line that goes to the church.
For the new clinic, they hit, oh, no.
So, hit the water line.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They got it fixed, so.
Oops.
So, they had to take... Actually, because it was in that trail, and they're going to put a big retaining wall in there, I don't know, 60 feet long, and the base on it is going to be huge. I don't know. It said it will go clear out past that walkway. That's big.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Jesse would know. And as far as next agenda items, just basically if things are tabled, follow up.
Camp's items.
Basically.
Camp's items, water conservation, all that.
Just keep, so in case I have any updates on stuff. Hopefully, Kent, I'm going to really try to get with Kent on these things, like these bylaws.
Is he just court all the time, or what's being so busy with him?
I think he's had other things.
I think
personal.
We'll talk about that.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, seeing there are no other business items, I'll call the meeting adjourned.
At 7:15?
Mm-hmm.